Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game midday. That's what we're missing. As soon as they stopped using that record player scratch, everything went sideways. Bring it back. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will get back into the NFL tonight and look ahead to this weekend in an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. Grant McCauley is going to join the show at 12:20. Obviously, the topic of conversation with Grant is going to be Brian Snitker not returning as the Braves manager, however you want to put it, stepping down or whatever. He's not going to be the manager next year, and so someone else is going to. I'm sure Grant has a few ideas on who those people might be. And what I'm really interested in getting, and we kind of talked about it there at the end of the last segment, just kind of getting Grant's thoughts on what he feels like this team needs and what different managers and managerial styles offer. You know, because I'm not qualified to say what this team. I think Snit was perfect for them in the moment.
Right, a number
of years ago.
Right.
Obviously, for various reasons, that's tailed off over the last couple of years. What this group needs now is what, and hopefully, Grant.
Would you
knows
think it
exactly
would be more or less when we talk about the fresh ideas, more analytics?
That's as fresh as it gets.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. More
analytics.
It could be.
Or something like that, maybe.
How could you have more? Like, doesn't it seem like every decision is based on that these days?
Yeah, but, you know, to me, it looked like Snit was more of a gut guy. You know, he's a gut guy. Now it's all going to be analytics.
Yeah.
Like, baseball loss is gut. A lot of times. You know, loss is gut. You know, and
there's also no fat players anymore. I know that's not what you meant, but we used to have like pretty talented fatsos in Major League Baseball, and we don't have those anymore.
No, but
we need them.
We need some fat guys in baseball.
We do. We need a fat power here. Yeah, give me a Bartolo. Give me a Cecil Fielder. I know we had Prince for a while,
right.
But you know,
John Kruk. You ever recall any of those guys ever having like a torn ACL?
No.
Can't pull fat. I think that's what Kruk said. I think that was a Kruk quote.
You're right.
That's exactly what it said.
It was a Kruk quote, yeah.
But I mean,
I think even Schwarber used to kind of be fat, and then he got all skinny.
Yeah,
what
but
are we
I
doing
think everything's a process of the times now. When you look at interest in sports, it just happens in everything. I still don't remember everybody pulling something or something like that every day of time. And as I always say, it's that excuse that irritates the hell out of me. Well, athletes are bigger, stronger, and faster. No, they're not.
No, they're not. I mean, it's two generations.
They've always been big.
Yeah, people have been really big.
They've always been really big, like, really fast.
Yeah, I don't know.
And those type of things.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. One more thought on that as we're sort of reflecting on the nature of things right now.
It's bye week.
It's a bye week. And it's Thursday. College football is a couple days away. We'll get to the games in a minute. Do you remember as a kid ever needing the amount of water that these kids these days seem to need?
There's no way.
I don't remember ever drinking. Maybe after gym class, you'd go to the water fountain.
No, but I'm saying.
I don't remember the focus on hydration being as high as it is.
You know what,
these
what
days.
I try to do with my kids, especially when we're outside? Like, drink out the water hose.
No problem.
You remember that water hose? That water hose water used to hit so hard, or under the spigot where you just had that cup, that hand with your cup.
I drank out of the water hose this morning.
Yeah.
Because I mowed the lawn.
Never in
and
my
it
younger
was there.
Life. Did I own a water bottle?
I didn't have a water
Much
bottle.
Much less a $40 water bottle.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's what it is because these water bottle companies are like, we have to trick kids into thinking that they have to have water with them at all times so we could sell these $40 water bottles.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm sitting here with a Yeti coffee cup right now, but it was given to me for free.
But you're a grown up.
I am a grown up too, and it is coffee.
But I'm with
but
you.
But I do also have an Nalgene water bottle.
But I am with you. When did we, like, we didn't need no damn water. I will always remember, because it never happened when I was playing. I was coaching, and I'll always remember, and I heard the horn. I thought the period was over. Water break. It's like, what the hell do you mean water break? It's water right there. Just go get some. Let's keep going.
Right. And I don't even mean that.
No, it's a 5 minute. It's a 5 minute period.
Right.
I played in Miami with
sure
2 days and all that.
Sure.
Water break while you're between plays.
Right.
Go get you some of that water.
But I'm not even talking about staying hydrated in August while practicing football. I'm talking about going to kindergarten inside.
Yeah.
Like, well, I was driving. Like, she has a water bottle. She takes it every day. We forgot it the other day. We were driving. She's like, I don't have my water bottle.
How'd she take it?
She was furious.
Okay.
Now, luckily, it's 2025, and I'm a parent, so I've got 9 water bottles in my car at all times.
Right.
And I was like, oh, why don't you use this one? I gave her the one that Bo gave me for Christmas with all the National Park stickers on it. So I was like, you can tell people you've been there. So I sold it. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Half of being a parent of a young person is being a salesperson.
Yeah.
And so it's fine. But I was like, I don't remember having any opinion about water bottles when I was 5.
You know what?
I don't even think I heard of a water bottle.
I thought the coolest
5
thing in the world was having a thermos.
Yeah.
Like the one time Mama did get me a nice lunchbox when I was a kid, you had the little thermos with the little cup.
Oh yeah.
Put some Kool-Aid in
that.
I think that's all we had.
My dad had a nice Stanley thermos that he took coffee to work in every
day.
And it was badass because the coffee would still be hot at the end of the day if you didn't drink it all.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Like blue collar, got to have your coffee, had dents in it, you know?
Right.
Had the same one for 30 years and all that. Yeah, I don't remember water.
I don't know. I don't.
Anyway, that's something that crossed my mind the other day.
That's a good pull.
I think Bo's right, though. I think it's all capitalism. It's Stanley.
Now, what does Stanley make?
And Hydro Flask.
They make cups for cheer moms.
And all this
that
other
cost
stuff.
5 times as much.
Exactly.
And then make that damn noise.
And these and the thing about those Stanley cups that everybody loves so much, they don't even, if they tip over, they don't need the water.
They're
comes
not spillproof.
Out. They're not even spillproof.
Yes.
$40. I need some spillproof.
So full transparency, Dick's Sporting Goods just had a lot of Stanley water bottles, not the ones with handles, on sale for $20. So I found one that was blue, slapped a Norcross softball sticker on it. I bought one.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
What?
One of the best investments
what
I've ever made.
What the hell
like,
is going
like, literally out in the sun for 2 hours playing softball, keeps ice in there.
They do keep water.
They do work. That's all I'm saying is they do work.
Does it say Stanley on there, Bo?
It does. Oh. It's a water bottle. It's not a cup.
Stanley makes great products.
They do.
I'm just saying, we didn't all need to
but
have.
It's very expensive. It was half the price of what it normally is. So I went ahead and got one, and I don't regret it.
I'm the last one, huh?
I don't have one.
Oh, you know, okay.
No, I don't
have, okay. I know Abe has a couple.
Now, my wife has 3, and my daughter has 2.
But I know that my
man
Bo
is going to
stick with me on this whole Stanley thing.
But I got one for $20, not $40.
And you put a sticker on it so people can't tell.
Yeah. Well, no, they can tell. Oh. I just had to personalize it.
Okay. All right. A lot of well-hydrated athletes will be playing college football on Saturday. Vanderbilt at Alabama, that's where College Game Day is. I get it. You can hype that up. I mean, I suppose you could go to Miami at Florida State. Maybe they would have.
I think if Florida State wins, I think they would probably be there.
Yeah, both undefeated.
Yeah, they're both. It's gonna be a Tallahassee. I think it's gonna be a good ass game. I do. I think Miami wins the game.
Yeah, I do
but,
too.
But I think it's gonna be a good game down there. Rivalry.
It's a very important game for Florida State.
Yes.
Like you go from beating Alabama the way that they beat Alabama to start the season,
right?
And then obviously you win your easy ones after that, and. Yeah, I don't know. Were you looking ahead? I'm not trying to take anything away from Virginia because Virginia played well in that
Virginia's
game.
Virginia's been pretty good this year.
And that's the thing about college football these days is these traditionally not great teams can all of a sudden pop up and be Indiana last year or be Vanderbilt this year or something like that. So Virginia might be pretty good. Who knows? They have a good quarterback and all that. But Florida State could go from undefeated, looking ahead to Miami and all that, to in 8 days having 2 losses and everything's different.
Yeah, I'm just looking at their schedule because they got Miami, and then after that, it's pretty smooth sailing until they got to go to Clemson. Florida State got to go to Clemson. But
what does that
mean? Exactly. But
we find out a little bit more about what that means on Saturday at noon. They play North Carolina.
Yeah. And then you look at
I don't think anybody thought that was going to be a 1-3 versus 2-2. Maybe North Carolina could be 2-2. But Clemson's not supposed to be 1-3.
Do you look at Miami's schedule? Don't be surprised they're going to defeat it, man.
Okay.
Unless they slip up, they got to go to Dallas to play SMU, who is not the same team bunk. But I mean, at Virginia Tech and at Pitt, to close out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Season usually trips up Miami.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, those usually trip up Miami. Now, Virginia Tech is god awful.
This is the game that the Miami, like of this era of Miami, like since they've been pretty good over the last 5-10 years, whatever, this is the game they win.
Yes.
Like they beat Florida State on Saturday and look pretty good. The game they lose is when they play Louisville on Friday night.
Yes.
You know? Which is the game after Florida State or at SMU.
It's in Miami, though.
It is in Miami, which is helpful. It's not the most, you know, it's like the most intimidating environment.
Right.
But Louisville's actually pretty good, too.
They're playing pretty good also. But I just think that, you
know. Or like at Virginia Tech at
that's
the
what
end
I'm saying.
Of the year.
That's
like
why
that.
Virginia Tech or, yeah, because that's when Mario Cristobal tricks off a damn game.
Yeah.
Are they built different than they have been in other years? Yeah, they're better
I
players.
Think they are, yeah.
But.
They still have the same guy.
Yeah, they got that guy.
They still have the same guy. Here's the thing, though. Like, we know what it is. Like, one trip up like that doesn't cost you what it used
exactly,
to.
Exactly. That's
you
true.
You know, you still go to the ACC championship game. And if they make the ACC championship game with one loss, there's a pretty good chance they get in the playoff. Obviously, if they win it, they get in the playoff. But they do feel a little bit different to me.
I mean,
it's because they have those dudes on defense.
And they got that line. Their offensive line is really good. Their defense line is really good. Carson Beck's playing really good. Mm-hmm. He had a couple picks the other game, but he's up for the most part. He's playing pretty good. They got weapons, but it's just a crystal ball thing. Can Castellanos, can he have some magic? Can him and Gus have some magic? He's going to throw the ball to beat Miami, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can.
You don't want to run around too much on those guys.
You can whirly dirly and all that. They're going to knock your little ass out.
At Bain, you don't want any part of that.
Man.
You want any part of that. I kind of think Alabama gets revenge on Vanderbilt at 3:30 on Saturday. I think just watching that offense in Alabama, and I know it was really only in the first half, which, by the way, is very, like, standard Kalen DeBoer, Ryan Grubb operating procedure. Like, they get off to great starts and then hang on for dear life and find ways to win. But the creativity, and they still used some creative stuff in the second half, too. That looked like those guys.
Yep.
Like, that looked like Penix, University of Washington, DeBoer, and Ryan Grubb. And that should make Alabama fans really happy because that's the guy that you hired, right? I mean, that's the group that you mm-hmm. you know those are the guys that were supposed to replace Saban. I know they were ready to ship him off a couple of weeks ago, but that looked like the Kalen DeBoer that you brought to Alabama.
Well, he's a good damn coach, and he got his main man with him. And like you said, they had a great game plan that kept Georgia off balance, couldn't get off the field. I know they were talking about they were watching film from a year or 2 years ago about just Georgia defense. The Georgia defense is a scheme where you got to have studs to be able to do with Georgia. Georgia relies too much on their pressure from bringing guys because they don't have a guy that can line up and do that. They don't have that defensive lineman that can play run and pass, meaning they can play the run, but you don't have to take them off the field when it's a passing down. They don't have that anymore. But they got a guy, but they're still so young. We talk about the graphic. They're the second youngest team in the conference. Obviously, Tennessee is the youngest team in the conference. I'm sorry, as far as freshman-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at it from that standpoint, Alabama did a great job of finding mixed matches and exploiting the whole damn first half. Now, once Georgia, and that's the thing with Georgia is, especially in big games, they try to hope that you don't get too far ahead of them and they can't come back on you.
That's a
tough way to live, but it usually happens in big games.
Yep.
We'll just at halftime, and then we'll start shutting stuff down, and then we'll make our run. This time we just in same time in Alabama we took the lead in Alabama
mm-hmm.
you know last year but then
yeah I mean it was just, then it wasn't as big, right. but it was a similar, trip to what happened last year in Alabama. And honestly, you know, they block the play on fourth down. The freshman catches the pass over the middle. Like, it's the same thing. They take the lead.
If they give, which is a first down, saw this, like.
Oh, it really was?
Yeah, it's first down. Yeah, it was a first down.
It looked like it
was. It was a first down.
It looked like it was in real time.
Yeah, it looked like it was a first down.
You know what would be nice to see from Georgia against Kentucky?
Kick their ass.
Kick their ass, but get off to a good start. Yeah, like, don't be 7-3 midway through the second quarter.
It's noon. It's going to be a noon game. I'm pretty sure it's homecoming this weekend. It's goddamn kick their ass, man. Kick their ass so I can enjoy the rest of my afternoon, because Saturday is going to be – when Georgia plays early on Saturday, that means I usually got to do stuff Saturday night, you know, and you know. Yeah, movie outside somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be fun,
dude.
What movie?
Do you think I'll be knowing anything? I'll just be showing. I just gotta show up.
That sounds like a good time. Outdoor movie?
Yeah.
With the fam?
Yeah. But it's not gonna be at the house. If it's at the house, that's fine. But they have something at Peachtree Corners or something.
Oh, Peachtree Corners is great.
I love Peachtree Corners, but it'll be different.
I think it's Hocus Pocus.
Is that what it is?
Halloween theme.
Okay, that's fine.
It's a good movie.
I can go hang out at a bar or something. But that little.
If y'all end up over there, let me know. I will come down.
That little 3-year-old dude ain't going to sit still. So you know who got to hang out with him?
There's a really big playground there.
That's
though.
True. He's not going to watch
Huge
that movie.
Playground.
Then who's going to be on the playground?
You.
I know.
Well, maybe Olivia.
Awesome.
Y'all.
I got a playground at home, man. We can drink at the house. I got a playground at the house he loved. You can hang out with daddy, and we can sit there. Daddy can have his Ben and cigars and TV. Damn, a hocus pocus.
Good movie.
Is it?
Oh. My wife loves it. I don't think I've ever seen it. I think they made a new one, or a second one. Hocus Pocus 2. Secret of the Ooze. Electric Boogaloo. I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.